Hello, Adam. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Yeah, no, it's been a pretty busy couple of weeks coming up.
Absolutely right.
Always the same.
As we speak, Adam, of course, we have the Series 1 testing with the new hybrid system and the Toker engine testing at Snetterden, is that right?
It is, yeah. So that's down there at the minute being driven by James Cole. So he won the tender to help develop the car and build it alongside with West Surrey and help develop it for Toker. And it's mainly at these events, Cosworth will be there sort of running the day. We're not allowed to take any day from it. It's just for them to get as much information and make sure it's working as well as it can. So we're ready for next year.
Fantastic stuff. I mean, interesting. But I mean, to be part and parcel of that sort of project in itself is obviously quite exciting from your perspective.
It is, yeah. We're going into a new era of racing, with the hybrid, and there's lots to learn. We're not carrying success ballots. We're going to be using the extra boost available in terms of, always to penalise the car and stuff like that. There's a lot to learn, a lot to take on, and, the sooner we get up and running, the sooner the teams can get hold of the equipment to put in the cars and get tested and get ready to go for next year.
Of course, the season started this year with a brand new BMW, 330i, which in fact was passed over to you from West Surrey. And I was just thinking, it must be quite nice to actually pick Colin to the post in the third race at Thruxton, bearing in mind the fact you were in a car that had come originally from West Surrey Racing.
Yeah, no, it was a really good day with that, and like I said, nice to take the win. We've kind of surprised ourselves a little bit this year. I think everyone thought, making the switch to rear-wheel drive, not just for the drivers, but for the team as well, having to get the head round a rear-wheel drive car and learn it and adapt, to the different procedures and setups and stuff. We've surprised ourselves with our results. We're P6 in the championship. Pace is strong. We're still learning every time we go out. We do get snippets of data from WSR. They've been really good to us and sort of helped us throughout the season. After each session, we might get somebody's second fastest lap or something like that. But, any sort of data we get is beneficial. And it's really speeded up our learning process. And when we beat Colin, I think fair and square at Thruxton, it shows how far we've come, and hopefully more to come as well.
Fair to say, you had a long run of success and average success, if you like, with Mercedes, but obviously the BMW suits you very well. But what is it like to drive the car? What are you finding out about the rear-wheel drive BMW that you've learned after having run the Mercedes for so many years?
I love it. It is... It's really nice, and I think personally, we kept hold of the Mercedes for probably two years too long, compared to the modern machinery that was coming out, people building new cars, and I think the Merc was just 2 years too old, and it was really difficult, to sort of make, I was coming in from qualifying and saying, that was the most I could get out of it, and we were still 3-4 tenths off. I said, I don't think I can get any more time out of that. So it was a tough last couple of years for the Merc, but we're still okay. But the BM, it's new, completely built, brand new from WSR, and it's mega to drive. There are lots of things I'm having to adapt to. I think the biggest thing for anybody jumping from front wheel drive to rear wheel drive, from what I found, is the braking. In a rear wheel drive, you don't have a diff on the front, you don't have as much weight transfer, and having that feel on the brake pedal just isn't quite as sharp as it was in a front wheel drive car. So you kind of just lock it inside front square off and flat spotted. But apart from that, everything else, the traction's really good. The change of direction is also quite good, and it's really good corner speed in the wheel as well. So really enjoy driving it, and I'm just looking to spend more time in it and get as much seat time as possible.
I mean, Croft obviously has a reputation for being, if you like, more rear wheel drive than front wheel drive beneficial, if you like, in that respect. But I mean, how do you see the BMW? Because I know Colin's had quite a bit of success with BMW, obviously at Croft himself, hasn't he?
Yeah, it is. There's been a few tracks that I think have sort of changed over the years. If Alton Park has always been genuinely, you'd say, a rear-wheel drive track, but front-wheel drives have gone there and done really well. Knock Hill, again, is something you'd say is a rear-wheel drive track, but over the last few years, that sort of change has sort of just happened a little bit, where front-wheel drives I think have improved in areas and has taken the fight to rear-wheel drives that are what you say is a rear-wheel drive track. So hopefully, you know, we go to Croft and hopefully it is still a rear-wheel drive track and hopefully we can still be there or thereabouts. So kind of a little bit of success ballast goes to Croft. But, you know, it doesn't really, if anything, you know, when we start to carry weight, it actually helps improve the balance of the car. So looking forward to it. You know, Croft is one of my favourite tracks to drive. It hasn't been that kind of good in the past with results and luck. But yeah, no, hopefully to have three good results and keep our foot in the door of the championship.
I was talking to Tom Ingram earlier on, and Tom was saying that they relayed the track at Croft.
Yeah, I think they did that a couple of years ago, and they just literally put a fresh layer of tarmac on top of the old one. So all the bumps are still in the same place. You know, as a driver, you know every inch of the circuit. So if the bump, you know where to miss if there's a bump on the braking points, etc. But that fresh tarmac they put down has taken away quite a lot of the tyre degradation that used to have, you know, a couple of years ago, and that used to really help the rear wheel drives because the front wheel drives used tyres a bit harder, and the rear wheel drives tend to look after them. So again, that's one of those advantages that the rear-wheel drives have, which has sort of been pulled back a bit.
And we'll be able to see you, of course, because I have harvested the infield at Croft as well. Now, rather than you disappearing into there if you have a problem.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so if we do go off, you'll see us going.
But I mean, it's a real challenge, and it's a fast circuit as well. I mean, you know, and I think that the sort of last section before you come down the sort of pit lane straight, I mean, that's a very challenging section because you're obviously coming off a long straight, you're then going into a number of corners before the hairpin, and that braking, that sort of that sort of breakdown to get the car down to speed to get round and then accelerate down that pit lane, a very challenging bit of the circuit.
It is, and it's the most, it's one of the most technical parts of any track, and what you tend to find is the faster you want to go in that section, the slower you actually are. You know, you end up carrying too much speed into corners and you're slow to get the car rotated, you're slow to get back on the power. It feels like you're driving it faster, but actually you slow yourself down. It's very difficult for any racing driver to say to them, I need to go slower into this corner to go faster. It's a real challenge and something that the top drivers do well. But if you know you can go at that speed, it's very difficult to make yourself go in slower.
Absolutely. So the mindset is the mindset that you have to deal with rather than anything else's.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it is. It's a complete mental game, is this, and you need to be in the top of your game to make sure it's right.
So it's a case of, now look, Adam, you know what you've got to do? Concentrate, basically, yes?
That's it, yeah. Stay focused, stay in the game.
Fantastic stuff.
That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Can I wish you all the very best for Croft? Obviously, we hope we have a good weekend and obviously good, clean racing. And it'd be nice for you to come away with a bag of points, but I'm sure everybody, including Tom, who I've just been speaking to, and one or two of the other drivers, would all like a big bag of points, wouldn't they?
That would be, that's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal. Every weekend now, come away, three good results, big haul of points, and just keep that point sticking over. And like I said, you know, just trying to keep your foot in the door of that championship, because in the touring cars, you know, it swings and roundabouts, you know. You can have one good weekend and then you are right in the mix then again. So three good points, that'll do us just right.
Well, it's about time you won a title in the British Touring Car Championship, Adam Morgan, if I may be allowed to say so.
No, you're absolutely right. It's you know, I've been here a while now, and it's time to pick up a decent sized pot.
Look in the mirror and give yourself a good telling off before Croft, okay?
I will do, don't worry.
Absolutely. All the very best for the weekend. I hope it all goes well, and as always, an absolute pleasure to talk.
Thanks a lot, Patrick. Thank you.
That was lovely.